It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. 2017 was a rather dramatic and bumpy year for most of us. But if you look at the year through an art prism, all of a sudden, a lot of good energy and memories come back. The mini retrospective of renowned American artist Beverly Pepper at Kane Griffin Corcoran was a rare combination of brutality and elegance, machismo and grace. Some of the sculptures in the exhibition were made of Carrara marble. Pepper has lived in Italy for most of her adult life, so there is an obvious influence of Roman antiquity in her art. One can see the echo of ancient amphitheaters, obelisks, and temple columns. Her sculptures, with their minimalistic geometric forms, have an unexpectedly theatrical effect that is still with me, months after I saw the show. The traveling exhibition of major American painter Kerry James Marshall came to Mocha and was jammed with crowds from day one. I've been following his career for more than 30 years and continue to be intrigued by the complex storytelling in his painting, devoted to various aspects of everyday life in African-American communities. No one among the great 20th century artists has done more for the union of visual art, music, and theater than Marc Chagall. His set designs and costumes for major opera and ballet productions around the world are the subject of the exhibition Chagall, Fantasies for the Stage, still on view at LACMA. Growing up as a Hasidic Jew in pre-revolutionary Russia, Chagall dreamed of being a singer, dancer, violinist, and poet. But gods and muses had other plans for him, and he turned out to be a hell of an outstanding painter. The exhibition of famous Los Angeles Chicano artist Carlos Almaraz at LACMA, Playing with Fire, was bursting with the energy of cars crashing off freeways and downtown skyscrapers bending and dancing. If you didn't know that Carlos Almaraz died almost 30 years ago, you would believe that his images capture the explosive energy of our city as it is today. You would swear that oil paint has still not completely dried on his paintings. At the Getty Museum, you can still catch two must-see exhibitions. The first exhibition is composed of three extremely rare 16th century paintings by Caravaggio that are on loan from Gallery Borghese in Rome. Dramatically lit figures emerge from dark backgrounds, like actors basking in the spotlight on stage, or characters in a gritty film noir. You must also see Golden Kingdoms, Luxury and Legacy in Ancient Americas, a spectacular exhibition featuring gilded burial masks, nose ornaments, breastplates, hairdressers, and more from about 1000 BC to the early 16th century. Norton Simon Museum opened a very special exhibition celebrating the centennial of Degas' death. Most of us, well familiar with Degas' pastels and oil paintings, with their sensual but unidealized images of dancers and bathers. Now in this exhibition, we can see these images along with bronze sculptures of the same subjects. Norton Simon Museum has a unique collection of 72 of Degas' bronze sculptures, and all of them are shown together for the first time in this exhibition. If you haven't yet fallen head over heels for Edgar Degas' art, here's your chance. It's been Edward Golden with R-Talk on KCRW.